right, everyone. If you're just joining us, we are having some more real talk about real life. And the focus right now is low sex drive and what, you know, causes and possible cures. There we go. That's right. Causes and possible cures. All right. So we talked about the fact that, you know, sometimes we're just too tired, and that can be a problem with sex drive. I mean, because when you're, I mean, worn out. I mean, I don't mean just, oh, you know, I've been working for the past 4 hours, so 6 hours. Let me just sit down and take a 10-minute break. I don't mean that. I mean, you've been going and going and going and going, tired enough that you don't even want to watch TV, which doesn't necessarily require a whole lot of energy. I mean, it does require some energy, but not like digging a ditch kind of energy or calculating all kinds of complicated equations kind of energy. But you don't even feel like doing that. I don't even want, all I want to do is nothing. Your spouse isn't as tired as you are because your spouse's pace hasn't been as hectic as yours. They haven't put out the kind of energy you've had to put out. And spouse is ready, ready for some playtime, some recreational activity. So now your challenge is facing you head on. What you gonna do? All right, so we talked about, you know, seeing if you could go ahead and let morning be the time that things are working for you. You might want to also consider seeing if there is any way that you can fine-tune, tweak your list of things to do, and I'm including, you know, everything that you do. Look at your whole plate, everything that's on the plate. Work, school, household chores, yard chores, whatever's on your scale. See if there's something that can be done to modify that workload so that you're not doing as much as often as you do a whole lot. See if you can scale back and take something off the plate so that you can put on the plate time for sex. All right. Low estrogen levels. Again, you might want to talk to your doctor, but also consider lubricants. Now, let me ask you this. You and your spouse have been married for however long, 2 years, 12 years. Where do you normally have sex? Do you normally have sex in your bed, in your bedroom? And what position do you normally use? What really works for you? But let me ask you this. It's been really working for you. Are you finding that even though it's been working for you, you're losing some of your excitement about sex? Not the tired thing. I don't mean that. I mean, your body has enough energy. Your mind has enough energy. But emotionally, you're finding it difficult to get charged up. I wonder if maybe having sex in the same place almost all the time might be working against you, might be making it hard to get excited. One of the things that they point out is that if you're doing the same thing, the same way, in the same place, all the time, it can get you into a sexual rut. You might be thinking, wow, you know, my partner's not turning me on the way my partner used to. And it may be the wife thinking that about her husband. It may be the husband thinking that about the wife. They may be both thinking about that, thinking that of each other. My spouse just doesn't excite me the way my spouse used to. Maybe it's not so much your spouse as it is the routine. Maybe you need to consider a different place, even if it's a different room in the same house. occasionally a different room. Maybe you need to get a hotel, even for just one or two nights, occasionally. Not saying break the bank, but occasionally, just for a break from the routine, so that you all don't seem to be monotonous. It may be the routine that's becoming monotonous, but we humans tend to sometimes project, and we'll take something that's negative and credit the wrong person or the wrong circumstances. It may not be that your spouse is boring. It could be that you're just tired of the routine. And if you change the routine, your spouse may be very, very exciting to you again. So consider a room that you don't normally come together in. Be creative. Yes, be creative. Come on now. I'm not saying be crazy. I'm not saying be unethical. I'm not saying any of that. But there are things that we can be doing that are moral, ethical, and good that can help revive our sex life and, as a result, put a lot of more punch into the relationship in general. Y'all know how good we feel about each other and how we smile at each other when both of us are helping the other one feel sure enough good sexually. And we look at each other and we're smiling at each other as we're passing by each other in the hallway. Get a quick smack as we're passing by in the kitchen. I mean, 2 days later. And don't let this thing get consistent where things are working for us. Yeah. So don't see your spouse as being the problem. If it's just a matter of boredom, ask yourself, hey, wait a minute. Am I bored with my spouse or am I bored with the routine? Can I get excited about my spouse again if I just change the process and get out of the doldrums of, oh, hum, here we go again, doing the same thing the same way in the same place? And consider a different position. Don't think that it is immoral to use a different position. So again, get creative. Talk with each other. Hey, what do you think about? I guess we could. And experiment. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Have some other positions in mind. Try it. What you're trying to do is just keep your life, your marriage, exciting, fresh, rewarding, pleasant. So consider that. Consider it. All right. How many of you have found that just even if you were in the same room that you've been in for the past 15 years, just changing the position made things different? I mean, just made a difference. Or flip it. You use the same position that you normally use, but in a different room, a different place. And it just made a huge difference. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is okay to come up with healthy, ethical ways to keep it fresh. I'll be right back.